Winter is here. It's a phrase you're going to get mightily sick of over the next few days if you're not a fan of Game of Thrones. But the premiere of the final season of the show is an event millions of people have been waiting anxiously for. It's not an exaggeration to say that Game of Thrones has an almost fanatical fan base. And for these people, well, it's the TV event of a lifetime. Sarah Dingle prepared this report.
It's here, the final bloodletting, the last reckoning, the race to rule, and either the triumph of life over death or vice versa. Obviously, I'm not talking about the federal election, I'm talking about the final season of Game of Thrones.
For the night is dark and full of terrors.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
The first episode of the final season went up online today at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This season is the culmination of 8 years of TV and 23 years of a book series, which, as any long-suffering fan will tell you, including your faithful correspondent, is still nowhere near finished. But the wild popularity of the HBO series means that the TV version overtook the books a long time ago, and there aren't many complaints. Digital content producer John Griffiths has hosted a Game of Thrones viewing party every Monday night after a new episode release for the last 4 years.
And there was furious screaming in my social media amongst my friends on the issue of spoilers. And the simple resolution to the matter came down to, I said, OK, I'm going to put on the pay TV. You can all come round to my house, watch it at 7:30 on Monday night, and then no one needs to spoil anything for anyone or get angry with each other about putting spoilers on social media. And since then, every Monday night, I've had to have people round and put food on for them, although they've gotten quite good at bringing snacks now.
And what do you do special things for the finale each season?
The finale is dress up night. So I myself have a dragon onesie. One of the dogs has a dragon costume, so that covers the dragon front. And we have various knights and priests and scantily clad women. Yeah, it's very exciting to finally get some resolution to the story. I really want to see how it's all going to turn out.
Known for violence, explicit sexual themes, high fantasy, and a propensity to kill off some of its most loved characters, Game of Thrones is such a phenomenon that it's been thoroughly dissected online by everyone from fans to academics. Tanya Evans is a cultural researcher at one of the nation's most prestigious research universities, the ANU.
I think that Game of Thrones has a particular power for showing the different ways in which we can be men and women. So if you think about the series, I think it really shows us that there's a really diverse way that men can behave. So we can have men who are disabled, like Tyrion Lannister. We can have men who are bisexual. We can have men who, you know, feel their feelings and things like that. We can also see a really wide range of characters being women in very different ways. So we have characters like Brienne of Tarth being, you know, knights. We have characters like Arya Stark, who are these kind of feisty tomboys. So we get to see a range of different ways of being men and women. And I think that that's really something that has sparked a chord with our culture. And that's one of the reasons why the show has been so successful.
It's hard to put a number on Thrones watchers because illegal downloading of the show is rife. But each episode is watched by millions around the world. The show is so influential that it bleeds into the real world in often unexpected ways. Fan John Griffiths.
There's also an issue that a lot of really horrible people like the show because they can see horrible people doing horrible things. And I'm still hoping there'll be some sort of happy ending and the good guys will pull it off in the end.
Really? So you notice that some noticeably horrible people like this show because of its violence and just general
betrayal and backstabbery and psychopaths running loose across the landscape. Yeah.
And where does that come out? In forums online?
Oh, I mean, having a few years ago been online dating, if someone had Game of Thrones in their interests, you were never sure which way they were going to go on that.
And Tanya Evans says, don't be surprised if your little daughter's best friend is called Daenerys.
People are getting tattoos all over the place from Game of Thrones. Names from Game of Thrones have been given to a lot of babies recently, like the name Khaleesi, the name Arya, the name Sansa. These babies are being given these names.
And just finally, are you House Lannister, House Stark, House Greyjoy, House Baratheon? Where do you sit in the wheel?
Oh, I'm House Targaryen, absolutely. Gotta break the wheel.
I may have missed the boat.